Association. Mike, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. Great, thanks.
I bet you never thought you'd hear a Snoop Dogg quote prior to your interview.
No, you're right.
I saw a story written by David Jesse, who is the Detroit Free Press education writer, and it was a story that headline read, "Loss of Federal Funds Means Fewer Students." Is enrollment down in community college? And if so, why?
Yeah, it's true. Enrollments this year, we're seeing about, and consistently across the state among the 28 community colleges, which is kind of interesting, but they're all consistently down about 3 to 5% in enrollment. And part of it is, as the article indicates, is in fact a loss of both federal worker training money, but also changes that Congress made to Pell, which is the largest financial aid program. They've eliminated the year, what's called year-round Pell, and so that's had an impact. The reduction in training money hasn't had an impact. But remember, we're down 3 to 5% over historic highs. So over the last 10 years, enrollment's up about 50% at community colleges. So now it would be up 45%. So I think if you walked on any of the campuses, you'd still say, wow, it's an awful lot of people here.
Well, an awful lot of people attend Lansing Community College here, more than 20,000, according to the story. And from what I understand, what isn't troubling as much is the decrease in enrollment, as you just talked about, but the decrease in credit hours taken by students.
Right. So, you know, part of the other changes that have been made recently, interestingly or ironically at some level, the changes in the federal health care law, which now allow coverage of a child, a dependent, up to the age of 26, and if they are going enrolling part-time. That used to be that they had to be enrolled full-time in a post-secondary institution, and now it's eligible for part-time students. So many students can, in fact, now reduce their credit load, which, frankly, a lot of them are working, and so that allows them to work more, take one or two classes, and continue working instead of having to go full-time and still be covered on their parents' health insurance.
All right, tell me, what can you do to battle this?
Well, I'm not sure, you know, that it's anything that needs to be battled per se. Remember, you know, these are historic highs. Mott Community College, for example, has said this is their third highest enrollment ever. At some point, capacity does become an issue. You know, maybe not in the number of sections of particular classes, but certainly in the student support area, financial aid, admissions, counseling, advising, those kind of things have really been overloaded in the last few years. So there is sort of this natural, more manageable feel, I think, at some of the colleges now at this enrollment level. But certainly, you know, demographics are working into this. Not only is the state overall losing population, but the cohort of 18 to 22-year-olds, the largest class of that group was in 2008. And now, for the next 30 years, state demographers tell us that group of the population will be declining. So we have to be more aggressive, obviously, because we're going to be attracting a smaller section of the population in terms of recruiting and marketing. But I think it's starting to become pretty widely known that in order to be successful in the new economy, in today's economy, some kind of post-secondary credential is going to be needed. And so I think people are going to continue to look at the community college to provide that service.
Is there still funding out there available for students looking for money?
Well, there's financial aid. You know, there's Pell and other forms of financial aid. There is still some worker training money. It's not nearly as much as it's been historically. But I would certainly encourage people to work with their local community college and their financial aid offices there to put packages together that best suit the need for that individual student.
All right. Give me the top couple of things at the top of your agenda for fourth quarter here in 2011.
Well, we have continued to work for legislation here in Lansing that would allow our community colleges to offer baccalaureate degrees in five limited program areas where there's clearly demand and where the community colleges have demonstrated proficiency in an area. Those five programs are nursing, concrete technology, maritime technology, energy production, and culinary arts. And we think that this would give access and affordability to students who either live in an area like Alpena or Traverse City or Benton Harbor where they're 2 or 3 hours away from the nearest four-year program, or they have financial issues where access to a four-year degree is financially just not available. And so allowing the community college to offer these baccalaureate degrees in these limited areas, we think makes perfect sense. And we've been working with the legislature and the governor's office to see if we can get that legislation moving this fall.
I think it's interesting, the wave maybe of the future for two-year community colleges is what's being done here in Lansing. My wife is a part of the program. She attained her two-year degree a semester ago, and now she's working on her four-year degree through Northwood, but taking the classes at LCC.
Absolutely, through their University Center, and that's a model that was actually developed right here in Michigan and is now spread across the country, where we actually bring university partners onto the campuses of four-year institutions, and it works well in a lot of different areas. It doesn't work as well in some of the more geographically isolated colleges, and so that's why we're pushing this baccalaureate legislation, not as a replacement, but in addition to the University Center kind of model. But those are great, great models of providing access to a four-year degree for people that start right on the campus with a two-year degree.
All right, Mike, before I let you go, what would you tell to legislators? What would you tell to the governor as they prepare for the next budget and if they're considering cutting more funding from college education?
Well, the governor this year, the current budget year that we're in, so last year's recommendation, spared community colleges and his recommendation from any cuts. We were, I think, the only budget not to be recommended for some kind of cut by the governor. So clearly the governor recognizes the importance of community colleges and the role they play, and it's evidenced by these record enrollments that we're seeing all across the state. And the legislature as well, for the last two or three years, has not cut community colleges. So we hope they continue to see the value that they provide and the services they provide to get people back trained and back working again.
Mike Hansen is the president of the Michigan Community Colleges Association. Mike, thanks so much for your time this morning.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.